Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well then. As we descend into low orbit and put it on the glide path, let's touch down on the surface, shall we? Waiting there is our cruise director. He is the head of Rick's Firearms Academy and legally armed in Detroit, and his name is Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you? How are you doing on this fine day? Well, you know what? Weather-wise, it is a fine, beautiful day in lockdown Detroit, Michigan, in the United States of America, if you believe that place still exists on planet Earth.
I take it, and I've been trying to call some people there. I tried to call you today to ask you this, too, but you were busy. None of the flooding that's affecting Michigan is anywhere near you guys?
None of the what?
The flooding. You know, the dam that broke in Michigan.
Well,
you know about that?
Fortunately, not by us here in Detroit, Michigan, man. We're a long way from where the flooding is occurring, man. But, you know, they definitely have my sympathies, man. And I think I saw a quote somewhere that labeled it a 500-year flood. Like,
yep.
A flood of this nature only happens, like, once in every 500 years, right? We're in the year 2020, so you do the math, man. Almost, you know, that's something that could have happened back in the 1500s, man.
1520, yeah. 1520, yeah. Yes, sir. So
it's a sad thing to witness, man, and it's definitely making the news. You know, I will say that at least in the metro Detroit area, we've had a lot of rain, you know, in Detroit. But I imagine they've had a lot of rain there, and I don't know if they have any mechanical problems, or they were just inundated with rain, you know, with precipitation. But,
right.
You know, definitely my thoughts and prayers go out to my fellow Michiganders, or, you know, that's the word that everyone likes to use, but I like to use the one that I've learned first. I like to use Michiganian over Michigander, but, you know, when I debate people about it, you know, they start pulling all these, you know, these resources on the internet and tell me I'm wrong. But my fellow Michiganians, I hope that they're coping as good as possible.
Very good. So, what is on your mind tonight? Where are we going today at on the surface of planet Rick?
Man, in the spirit of the times, man, the spirit of the day, you know, the things that are happening both here locally in Michigan and in other states, you know, there's a spirit of demonstration, man. People are demonstrating and they're being heard. They are taking their elected representatives and their would-be draconian governors to task, man, and they're using the First Amendment to do that. And I truly applaud their efforts. As a matter of fact, there was a protest that was done recently here in Michigan in which at the state capitol, you know, barbers from all over the state, you know, they haven't been able to open their barber shop, so they brought chairs. They brought, you know, the cloth that the barber puts around your neck that covers your torso. And they brought clippers, man. And some kind of way they had electrical power, or they had battery-operated clippers. They did haircuts. at the Capitol, man, as a former protest. And I must say, it is probably one of the most ingenious, thoughtful forms of protest that I can recall in recent memory. And it actually inspired today's, you know, Planet Rick commentary, man, what I want to talk about today. It's okay. Like how to plan a rally, how to plan a demonstration. I think that that would be an apt subject for us to cover today. Because, as you know, and as I've mentioned on this show, man, I have a little something up my sleeve to do at the Capitol. As a matter of fact, a week from today at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to have a rally and a demonstration at the Capitol. And in this demonstration slash rally, we're rallying, you know, to address the problem of, you know, some unfortunate incidents that have occurred, man. We had the case of the man who was accosted by two men, Mr. Arbery in Georgia, who, you know, I guess, for lack of a better word, in my opinion, were doing too much. And lo and behold, he ended up being shot and killed. And then there was the other story that has been getting a lot of interest in the media. It's the case of the woman who, if you recall, and her name is escaping me right now, I should have written it down, but she was merely being at home. You know, she and her significant other were home. And from the media reports that I've heard, you know, the police raided in the wrong home, you know. Right. And not only was it a raid, it was a no-knock raid. So you imagine if you're a gun owner, man, or have access to a gun and someone just bursts into your house, you know, their first thoughts are going to be defend yourself, especially if you have no indication that it's actually law enforcement. And unfortunately, she was shot 8 times and she didn't make it. But,
You know, in certain states, if you don't identify as your police, identify yourself as the police, you can... You know, you can be engaged by a legal gun owner and not be held liable on that, right?
And you know what? It's stories like this that will tell you why that legislation was inspired.
Yep.
You know, when I was following those states that did that, man, it's like some people want to term it anti-police and anti-law enforcement, and I'm here to say that no, it's not. I am a huge supporter of law enforcement. I truly think that the men and women of our local governments, whether they're at the state level, at the local level, or even at the national level, man, they perform a needed and valued service. But at the end of the day, man, they have their responsibility to play and to make sure, you know, for one, that they're going to the right place, and two, that they at least extend to the occupants of that place, man, the courtesy of a knock and identify yourself as law enforcement. You know, and I hear their concerns. You know, one, they're thinking, okay, if we give you less time to react, if they can get in there quickly without announcing themselves, then maybe they'll have an easier time subduing suspects. They'll have an easier time in securing evidence, you know. People flushing, you know, contraband down the toilet or running it down the sink. I understand all of that. But at the end of the day, when you live in an area where there's potentially, you know, crime and potentially in an area where bad guys have been known to kick in your door, you know, just like the police, man, you know, if you don't at least announce yourself, you know, at least give me an opportunity to know that it's, you know, the so-called good guys, man. I mean, what do you expect me to do? You know, you buy a gun and you go get all the training and you learn the laws just to defend yourself. Now we have to, you know, I guess if we don't have these protections in the law, we have to, you know, like ask for ID some kind of way if there's a potential home invasion. You know, people come in your house and say, hey, it's a home invasion. And you say, hey, before
let me
we
get hold right there.
You need some ID.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick today. And let me ask you a question before we get into the good stuff about creating and handling and putting together an event. How do you keep an agent, a provocateur from getting in the middle of your event and causing a disruption that you do not want?
You know, that's a very good question, man. You know, and usually when someone responds to a question with the quote, "That's a good question," end quote,
yeah,
that means that that's a really tricky situation. You're really going to have to handle it in real time as it occurs. I mean, obviously, you don't want a major disturbance. I mean, obviously, because, one, you don't want anyone to be injured. Two, you don't want to have bad optics. You know, cameras are everywhere. A camera and a video recording device is just as close as a telephone, man. You know, I can say that calmer heads, you know, generally will prevail. Make yourself available in the situation, available to law enforcement, you know, who are going to be there, and say, hey, you know, we have a situation that could get out of hand. You know, want you to work with us to peaceably resolve this incident, because we want our meeting at the Capitol. We don't want the message behind why we're here to be lost in this incident, you know. And you have to be cognizant of, you know, sometimes things don't go according to plan, man. And I'm just going to have to be in the moment, man, and one, be observant. And if I notice something that is provocative or something that can grow into a negative event, you know, to get law enforcement involved and have them peaceably resolve it rather than us taking on a hands-on approach and making it become a media spectacle and take away from our event. And, you know, that's always a concern. Our troublemaker's going to be there, you know?
Well, it sort of sounds like you just about need to plan on there being that occurrence and just make plans to handle that when it happens. And, you know, just like there's going to be some trash on the ground, although most of the time these gun rights rallies always turn out to be very clean.
We always clean up after ourselves, man. And when you watch those non-gun rights type people, you know, meet, there's all kind of trash on the ground. And we have to actually use public resources to clean that stuff up. But while we're talking about creating a plan, man, obviously in the first segment, I really hit on the first part, which is simply to be inspired. Be willing to put on an event. And you know what? I have my share of events where, like, I do the women's training event, like last year, where we trained over 800 women how to shoot for free. And also this rally that we're about to talk about now that I have planned for a week from today. But, of course, after you are inspired, the next step is to create a plan. So I'm going to ask you in a very broad, general type of way, what type of major categories of things must be procured or be obtained or have the use of to plan an event? What are those things?
Well, I think first you have to have the venue.
True. You have to have the location, yes?
You want it to have seating.
Yes, accommodation.
You're going to want to have restroom facilities available.
Uh-huh.
Probably some sort of a really good PA system and maybe some sort of a lighting setup.
Yes, that is true.
You're going to want security, and you're going to want first aid.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some places for some of your speakers to set up like a little stand, like, hi, this is the NRA, and you can join the NRA right here. And over here, we got Second Amendment Foundation. You can join those guys right over there, and, you know, something like that.
It sounds like you've had your hand in doing a live event, man.
Well, I mean, of course, you're going to want speakers. You need speakers. I've been to quite a few of them. I haven't been to one in a while, but I've been to quite a few of them. Yes, sir.
You know, what I found out, man, is that I've been to more than my share of rallies over the years, man, and always as an attendee, and usually in many cases as a actual involved person, that is, as a speaker. You know, typically as a live public speaker at a live event, man, you know, generally, in most cases, all that's required of you is to be there in advance or at least early so the organizers know you're there and that you're dressed, you're prepped, and you're ready to go on stage as soon as they read your bio, you know, and then you go on stage and you do your thing and you work your magic and hopefully you've left the audience with a positive message and they feel good about what you added to the agenda. And so in putting together this event, man, it, from an organizational standpoint, it forced me to take a level of abstraction back and look at every single thing I need to do, man. Like the manpower. I need to make sure that I have invited guests there, man. You know, to make sure that one, that there are people who can, you know, motivate the crowd and leave them with something positive. You know, what is it that I want to see, you know, change in the people that witness this event? You know, and also when you talk about manpower, man, it also helps if you have people that are going to be there who have star appeal, man.
Yeah.
You know, people in your local community who are, or if you said, hey, we're going to have Bill Frady here. And everyone's like, oh, man, Bill Frady, lock and load, that guy.
You sure they want me going, who?
Man, lock and load, man, is beamed all over the country. That guy? Yeah, man. And you know what? People will come just because Bill Frady's there. So, you know, you want to have star power, you know, you want to have a good location where people know where it is.
We're getting ready to go to the next break. Would you explain your star power and how they can find Rick Ector and the stuff you do, please, sir?
Man, I am truly flattered. They can find me all over cyberspace, man. I'm at Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. I have profiles on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, on LinkedIn. There's no way you can miss me. Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R.
Additionally, he's really good at procuring guests because Michael Lynn was on the show this week. Thanks to Rick Ector, so thank you for that.
Hey, man. I was glad to hook that up.
There you go. You stand by. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to see churches reopen.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. To me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
Lori Loughlin plans to plead guilty on Friday for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Loughlin will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. She'll spend 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. Loughlin also will be fined $150,000. This is USA Radio News. The latest numbers are out regarding jobless claims. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 2.4 million Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which is down about a quarter million from the previous week, but now pushes the total since the coronavirus outbreak began to more than 38 million. States with the biggest increases in claims last week were Florida, Georgia, and Washington. The biggest decreases in California, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Officials in Glendale, Arizona say the suspect in a shooting at a shopping and entertainment complex admitted he was involved. Speaking during a briefing in Glendale, Sergeant Randy Stewart notes the suspect said he went to the complex to gain some respect. Glendale Police Chief Chris Briggs praises his officers for their actions last night.
Words cannot express the pride I have in all of my officers. They not only did their jobs last night, they did their jobs well.
The suspect now faces 16 charges. USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Hector here on the beautiful surface of Planet Rick, where he does serve coffee. You serve coffee, yeah?
We serve it 24 hours a day, man.
That's my kind of place. Anyway, as right. we were talking about events and how to put together an event, if you would please continue, sir.
Hey, man, if no one knows about the event, you know, did it really happen, right?
So, yeah.
So obviously we're talking about marketing, you know, and I tell you, there are a lot of ways to get the word out about an event that you're doing, man. And there are some ways that are free, and there are some ways that's going to cost you a lot of money. I mean, if you're creative, you know, you can use whatever gifts that you have psychologically with your personality and the relationships that you have fostered, you know, over the years, and exercise some leverage. So let me, again, man, I like to make this interactive in terms of getting the word out about an event, a live event that you're promoting, man. What are some ways that you could help get the word out?
Well, the first thing, first of all, word of mouth always works out pretty good. Gun shops, local gun shops is pretty good. If there's any local gun rights groups that, you know, maybe I would invite them with the caveat that they invite their membership.
Okay.
Then when you want to start getting a little bit external and looking at a little more of a, you know, a mainstream means to do it, you might want to look at trying to get on a local radio show, local TV station, write up in the newspaper.
Bill Brady's Lock and Load.
Well, I don't know how much local. You'd have to be here where I'm at to be local, which it would work. We'd do it, but you know.
Oh man, look, Bill Brady's Lock and Load is all over the place, man.
Well, it's all over the place. In like, I think I'm on five affiliates in Michigan, but they're nowhere near you.
No. See, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. We're all converging on Lansing, man, and Lansing is an hour and 10 minutes away from Detroit. So,
right,
I got people who are coming from all over the state, man, to be there.
Right. So
you know, so it's a capital thing. So. Yeah, all the things that you talked about, man, and social media is definitely one of them, man. Whether you're talking about, you know, blogs, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I mean, all those things, you know, work. But, I mean, you have to have already done, you know, the groundwork in terms of having a platform on those places, you know. No good and broadcasting something out there and you only have like five friends, you know, it won't, you know, be very successful. You laugh. I'm so serious. And,
No, I know exactly what you're saying. That's one of the reasons. Social media.
You got to be social.
Well, you got to be social, and at the same time, you've also got to be hitting it at the time when they're not clamping down on things. Social media is sort of schizophrenic. For our stuff, so social media is definitely a good way to do it if you have a big following in the area where you're going to go. But having if you've got like the Rick Ector Legally Armed in Detroit page, if you've got 57 people that like it, that's your potential audience if you promote it on the Rick Ector page, right? So.
And, you know, if you want to go with promoted posts, you know, that'll work too, I guess, if you're really confident or you're really knowledgeable about who's in your target audience. You know, I can't think of a easier way to blow through a lot of cash is to have a customer base or classes of people that you're trying to reach and you're not very clear as to who would be most receptive to your message. You know, so yeah, definitely. I mean, let me tell you, press releases, having relationships with local people that you've done stories with in the media, that definitely helps. Do you have an email list? You got an email list, Bill, of people that you can send out a list, a blast to, and say, hey, on my last Lock and Load, we had Rick Ector. You got an email blast?
I do not, but I do have someone who has given me the same sort of stuff. The same sort of chastising that you're about to give me, that has been pointed out to me more than once. I do have to get on top of that one.
Man, as long as somebody else is beating you up, I'm not even going to do that.
I do appreciate that.
And you know, one of the things that I did too, man. You know, it just so happens that, you know, in the subject in which I'm going to be talking to. You know, I have invited speakers to be a part of my program who, by nature of what they do, they have their own platform. Like, for example, several of the speakers are like chapter presidents of their local National African American Gun Association. They call it NACA. They are president of their respective chapters in their respective cities across Michigan. So, you know, that's one way to be able to reach out to those individual installments of people, you know, get with the chapter presidents. And you know what? If it's a project that is of mutual benefit, invite them to be your speakers. You know, they're going to promote it and have all their people in their respective chapters come out and show up. I'm telling you, if I'm speaking, I want all my friends to be there, man.
Yep.
Local groups, local organizations. And here's the thing that I am really, really considering, although I've never tried it. I'm thinking about sticking my toe in the deep end of the pool and doing a live stream, man. You have any experience with doing a live stream?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. This show's about to be live streamed and on a TV network in Northern California. So okay. The problem right now, right, is that when everybody went into lockdown and all these people had to start working from home, you can't find a webcam out there except in China, literally.
Okay.
You can't find one at Best Buy. You can't find one at B&H Photo. You can't find one on Amazon. You can find them on eBay, and they're going for three times their normal price. That's item number one. Item number two, a lot of people like to get green screens.
Okay.
I've got a green screen coming, but in order to get one, I had to finally contact the owner of a company in California and basically beg him to let me buy one of his green screens. Because everybody's gotten green screens, too, because they want to change their background and everything and make it look more professional.
Right.
And that's really what it comes down to is just having the tools to do it. But, yes, a web stream is, a web stream is, that is the way of the, and right now, Rick, you would have the same production value as far as filming as the Tonight Show and the Late Show and all the other stuff because everybody's having to do this stuff at home.
You know, and that's, one of the consequences of when we have, things that happen, things that are outside of our control.
We're about, before we go into the next break, we can pick this up on the other side if you have, as far as the live stream thing, I think is a splendid thing to do. But tell everybody how they would find you so that when you do put up the live stream, they'll know where to go.
I'm not promising it. I'm looking into it, and I'm investigating it, but they can always find me, as always, at DetroitCCW.com, legally on Detroit.com. Social media is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and over 2,000 YouTube videos.
Actually, it's about, what is it? Is it 2,200? You got over 2,200?
Yeah, I'm rounding to the nearest 1,000, man. When I get 2,501, then I'll start saying 2,600.
Gotcha. Understand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been getting some instruction on how to create a Second Amendment gun rights rally event type thing.
Yeah,
and, of course,
man,
we're speaking to Rick Ector about that, so please, sir.
You know what? Nothing will bring out the crowd and get an audience, man, than the people that you will have grace and rock microphone at the event, man. And just to tell you some of the people that I've invited and have, you know, thank God they have accepted my invitation. You know, I reached out to some people that I know, and I'm leveraging those relationships. So what I'm suggesting to you and your audience, man, is that all the while that you're planning your event, you reach out to people, you know, right before your event, or you have been making relationships and connections with people, you know, before your event even exists, at least in your mind, man. But some of the people that I've known and some people that I have just met. Of course, I've known Mr. Maj Ture from Black Guns Matter. Maj, I talked to him again today. You know, I'm the promoter, and I'm like, hey, I want my headliners, man. I want the people that folks are going to come see,
sure,
to actually see and hear him and what he's got to say. A local Michigan House rep, Karen Whitsett, who's been, like, making news of her own and actually is a little bit at odds with her own political party, because she dared to take that drug for, what's the coronavirus? That
hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, that's how you pronounce it. I get tongue twisted. You must have practiced a whole lot more than that.
All the time. I do it in front of my mirror every day.
And she's going to be in the house, man. Another friend of mine who I believe you had on the show, Marcus Weldon, the guy they called the Santa Claus shooter.
Yep.
And the gentleman that you told me that I facilitated coming on your show the other day, Michael C. Lynn, is going to be in the house, man. So,
yeah.
You know, it's about, you know, leveraging the contact that you can make. And how do you actually make connections with people, man? You know, so this is something that's like native to what you do as host of your program, man. How
yes,
does Bill Frady get in touch with people to get them to come on to his show?
Well, I have to get in contact with him one way or the other. Everybody today wants to do it via email, but I find that via email means that it makes it easier for them to say, no, I'm busy. I hate typing, and I can't possibly type everything that I'm going to try to tell them. So typically I'll try to get them on the phone.
You got to have a phone conversation, huh?
Yeah, the old school talk.
Old school, right?
Yeah. Talking to people, and then I explain, I'm who I am, and I have this radio show, and it is in this many affiliate stations and this many listeners, and I'd like to talk to you in reference to this thing that you did the other day that was so cool and great, and I'd like to have you come on the show and explain this to my audience.
Right. So what's the implied benefit that you're giving this person if they take you up on your offer? What is the exchange? I mean, you're getting content for your show.
Sure.
But what are you promising them to induce them to want to be on your show?
Well, for them, if it's like for a cause or, if it's because of a book they've written, it's exposure and it's promotion for that, whatever the cause of the book may be or something like that. If it's somebody that's trying to push a bill or something, this is trying to stir up voters. It basically boils down to just being heard.
Uh-huh.
Because the one thing about talk radio that is really good, talk radio, podcasting, any kind of broadcasting, is right now it is the only form of media that is not, it's one, it's, talk radio is not controlled by the left.
Right.
And it's, I cannot be deplatformed. Nobody can come to me and say, oh, you had Rick Ector on, and he talked about that. That goes against our community standards, therefore you were gone.
Right. Right.
So, I can get out there, and as long as I adhere to the FCC, the regulations put in front of me by the FCC, nobody's going to try to take me down.
Right, 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 right. So, is that, and, that's one of the fine arts, man, to having an event, being able to, one, make the connection. Sometimes it's just hard to make that connection. Like say there's a celebrity or some person you're trying to get a hold of, just sending them a message on Instagram is going to get lost in those thousands and millions.
That never works. That never works.
So it's really good if you have like a go-between, like someone that knows that person, right?
It's knowing people that know people.
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, well, like with Michael, you let me know that you knew him, and I said, hey, man, hook me up.
Yeah, and you did.
And, it's been a few years, but like when you wanted Gun Owners of America to come speak at your event.
Right.
I said, well, this is the guy to speak to, and you spoke to him, and then he showed up at your event. So
exactly.
It's using your networks in a lot of cases.
And it does, and that requires you, one, to have a network. And that you actually communicate with that network, so if you ever need to tap into it, they want to help you. And
yes,
will give you access to their resources, man, and I'll tell you. Social media has been good for that, man, and you hear people say, mixed messages about whether, social media is a social good or a social ill, man. I look at it as like anything else. It's a tool. It's a resource.
Yeah.
And it's more important how you use it.
The one important thing about the network thing is that if somebody does something for you, when they come to you needing something from you, do it. Give it.
It's the art of reciprocation, man.
Yep.
I think we're subconsciously wired that if someone does something for you, there's this psychological thing that kicks in that you really want to repay that person in some way or another.
Yeah.
I think unless you're a sociopath and, you don't, pick up on those social graces and cues that we often take for granted. But, yeah, someone does something for you, then, yeah, you should do something for them.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, quid pro quo goes a long way.
And, of course, the thing about getting people to appear on your show, once I get the approval, then I ask, well, hey, can I use your name? Hey, can you send me a picture? can you send me a quick bio, you know, and then actually bug and hound those people until they actually give you the stuff that you can use in your promotional materials, such as your social media posts, to let people know, hey, this is what you're going to get if you participate.
Yep. I mean, it's all that. It's one of those things that that's the part I would imagine that really pulls your stuff together, because at the end of the day, having an event is all going to be based on who you got to come to mm-hmm. to speak to them. And I mean, Lynn, Teray, you, Miss Whitsett, the hydroxychloroquine recipient, you know, very powerful testimony is going to come from them.
Oh, man.
And that resonates. Yep.
You know,
we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. So before we do, in the event that you do pick up that and start doing that live stream, tell everybody how to find you when that live and where that live stream might be.
It would probably be in my social media, like my YouTube channel at Detroit. CCW is my user ID, which is the same ID at all my other social media sites, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and yes, I'm even on LinkedIn. And if you just Google my name, Rick Ector, there's no way you can miss me. Trust me.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. We'll do it again. You know what? We're going to do it again next week, and we may have to, live stream it. We'll figure it out, man. I might even try to meld the two programs together, my event and being with you.
All right. Well, that's going to be a curve. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.